When Jesus heard of the death of John the Baptist, he withdrew in a boat to a deserted place by himself. The crowds heard of this and followed him on foot from their towns. When he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, and he cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples approached him and said, "This is a deserted place and it is already late. Dismiss the crowd so that they can go to the villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "There is no need for them to go away. Give them some food yourselves." But they said to him, "Five loaves and two fish are all we have here." Then he said, "Bring them here to me." And he ordered the crowd to sit down on the grass. Taking the five loaves and two fish, and looking up to heaven, he said the blessings, broke the loaves, and gave them to the disciples, who in turn gave them to the crowds. They all ate and were satisfied, and they picked up the fragments left over, 12 wicker baskets full. Those who ate were about 5,000 men, not counting women and children. The Gospel of the Lord. Dear brothers and sisters, good evening to you all.
Good evening.
How are you this evening?
Fine.
Good. I love to see you all. You look beautiful with the mask. Two parish priests were discussing about how they shared the Sunday collections with their assistant priests. "That's easy," the younger parish priest said. "For me, I draw a big circle on the floor. I toss the money up in the air, and what falls inside is mine, and what falls outside goes to my assistant," continued the young pastor. The older pastor said, "My system is simpler but more effective," said the old pastor. "I simply toss up all the money in the air. What goes up is for my assistant, and what comes down is for me." This is what happens to the assistant. And some miracle must take place to get share in that. So today we hear about the miracle. People like to see some miracle should happen through Jesus. And the central theme of today's reading is God takes care of our physical and spiritual needs if we put our trust in Him. And God shares with us Jesus as our Savior and spiritual food in Word and in Eucharist. And challenges all to share our blessings with others. These are the three important points in today's readings. In today's gospel reading, we heard about the great miracle. Before we go to gospel reading message, let us know something about miracles. When someone escapes from an accident, he may say, "It was a miracle. I did not get hurt." In everyday talking, we often use the word miracle in such a weakness sense. Knowingly, unknowingly, simply we say, "Oh, it is miracle." So what is miracle really? It is important for us to realize that not everything that is wonderful or extraordinary may be called a miracle. No. Three things are required to make an event as a true miracle. The first thing is visibility in the miracles. Miracles should be visible events, such as we find in the gospel, walking on the water. It is visible to the disciples. The cure of the leprosy, everyone seeing the action taking place, the action is there. Visibility is there. The change of water into wine. But other things which we cannot see, however wonderfully they are, like grace. Will you see the grace? Do you find out the grace? The grace of God, we call and we say. Do we find the grace? No. The forgiveness of sins. We cannot see the forgiveness of sins. It is not visible. The changing of bread into Jesus' body in the Eucharist, which takes on the altar. It is not visible. The ordination by which a person, a priest, what takes place is not visible. These things are certainly extraordinary and they come about by God's own action. But we do not call these things miracles as they are not visible to human perception. And the second point is God's power and authority in the miracles. The God's power and the authority must be in the miracle, in the action. In order to be true miracles, they should go beyond the powers of nature. They should be such that only God could perform them with his power and authority. So, no natural involvement in the miracle. Abracadabra. Abracadabra. No. No abracadabra in the miracle. And like raising a person from the dead, calming a storm, healing a paralyzed man in a matter of seconds. These things certainly require God's direct intervention and therefore we may call them true miracles. In all this, raising a dead person, calming a storm, healing a paralyzed man. So, in all this, without God's power, they will not take place. And third thing is, signifying a divine message in miracles. every miracle must signify a divine message. Why Jesus is doing this miracle? For what? What is the purpose in Jesus' miracles? So there must be a divine message. We should remember that the miracles is also a sign. God does no miracle without wanting to convey a message by it. All the miracles in the Gospels are signs pointing to a truth which God wants to establish. So, we always have to ask questions. What did Jesus want to signify by his miracle? And what we need to know from those miracles that Jesus did or performed? What is the reason why he does? He did so many miracles in the Gospels. So many. Why Jesus did miracles? Jesus' miracles are manifestations of God's power, revealing Jesus' divinity. This is important in the miracle. So, the miracles of Jesus are manifestations of God's power. It identifies the God's power and the divinity of Jesus. If Jesus is not God, there is no miracle. It will never take place. So all the miracles of Jesus reveals to all of us God's power and Jesus' divinity. This is very, very important. And Jesus' miracles fulfill the Old Testament promises so that people could recognize him as the promised Redeemer. This is another greatest important in Jesus' miracle. So all the miracles were fulfilled which were spoken in the Old Testament. So, people may recognize that Jesus is their Savior. That is what is miracles. That is the purpose why Jesus did miracles. So, in today's gospel, Jesus performed a miracle, the multiplication of 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Before Jesus performed these miracles, Herod also hosted a banquet which resulted in the death of John the Baptist. So before Jesus performed this miracle, Herod is celebrating a great dinner for all the elders. Why? He killed John the Baptist. That's why there is a grand celebration one side is going on. By hearing John the Baptist's death, Jesus went to the wilderness. Why? Why to the wilderness? To a lonely place? To rest and to pray. He said, because John the Baptist's cousin was killed by Herod, and there is great dinner is going on, great festival is going on, it made Jesus sad, and he wants to be alone. That's why he went to the wilderness, to rest and to pray. By hearing that, but what about the people? The people came with the families and friends who are afflicted, suffering and trouble, they have come with their hope that Jesus will do something for them. So, another side, the crowds, different crowds, the people who are afflicted, sufferings, and troubled, they want to go to Jesus. By all means. That's why they are finding. Jesus is in the wilderness, and these people are finding throughout the towns, looking for him and going everywhere, finding him. Because they believe that Jesus will do something. That is the purpose why people went with groups, different groups, followed Jesus. Now also we do the same. We want something from Jesus. That's why we come as a group to pray, to worship, to ask, and to receive. This is exactly what those people did. Are we come to the church with some request? Are we? Really? Yes, we are. We too have the same problems those people had at the time. That's why they chased Jesus. They want to find out and they want to fulfill their needs in their life. So when Jesus saw them, his heart moved with pity for them. Jesus knew why they followed him. So he cured all the sick people. He cured everyone. That is, this Jesus knows why they are coming to him. And Jesus knows why we are all coming to him. And he will heal. He healed everyone. And he does the same in our life too. But what happened in the evening? The disciples approached Jesus and said, "It is already time. Send the crowd so that they can buy food for themselves." But what Jesus said? Jesus said, "Give them food by yourself." The disciples were surprised. Jesus, it is okay by doing some kind of miracles. It is not a joke to play with thousands of people. We have only 5 loaves and 2 fish. Don't make yourself fool and don't make us fools in front of the crowd. It means that disciples do not have faith and trust in Jesus that he will feed thousands of people. 1 or 2, okay. Thousands. If one is sick, okay. Thousands. The disciples lost their faith in Jesus at the time when he said, "Feed them by yourself." Okay, Jesus said, "Bring those 5 loaves and 2 fish. Ask the people to sit." He prayed over and he distributed for 5,000 men, not counted women and children. 5,000 men. This is the biggest, huge miracle that Jesus did for the people. So, what is in the miracle? What is something, what we can find in this great miracle? Feeding 5,000. In this miracle, we can see the visibility everyone watching. When Jesus was praying with 5 loaves and 2 fish, it is visibility. It is seen by everyone, including children. The visibility is there in this miracle. God is fully involved, no power of nature. Only God can do such kind of miracles with his own power. No any natural powers. Only God's involvement is clearly seen, and his power is seen in those 5 loaves and 2 fish. It gave the divine message. What is this divine message? It is not only satisfying the hunger of those 5,000. It is the Eucharist. Jesus is giving his own body and blood to his people. He is completely offering himself to his people. That is the offering that we receive here on this altar. So this miracle shows the divinity of Jesus, the providing care of God, and the compassion of Jesus for the crowd. So here we can also see how God cares those who come to him. And we can see how he can satisfy everything they need for their life. It is a messianic sign, the sign of Holy Eucharist and way for eternal life. So, this is the greatest sign that Jesus is Messiah, expecting Messiah. And people also might have experienced through this great miracle that we are seeing Messiah. Messiah is among us. The fulfillment of God the Father through the prophets in the Old Testament. According to his word, the Messiah is among us. So, in the first reading and the second reading, it says that God will provide everything, the needs that are to our body, that are to our soul. In the first reading we heard, come on, don't worry even if you don't have money. Come on, I will feed you. I will give you. I will provide for you everything that you need. Come to me. Come to me. So, God's love is very strong upon us. So, nothing can separate us from the love of Christ. Nothing will separate us from the love of Christ. Because God's love upon us is very, very strong. So all the readings clearly says that God will take care of everything in our life because he is our God. He fulfills all our needs. In the same way, we need to become God for others in our actions. As God takes actions on our lives, we too must become gods for other people in our actions. This is the invitation to each individual person, to all of us. So, all the miracles of Jesus indicates the support to everyone. All the miracles of Jesus. Different miracles to different peoples. Jesus shared. In the same way, they return to all of us too. Let our heart share the blessing we have. Let us allow our heart to move towards others like Jesus.